Dodge's face was red, hot red. I'd never seen an Indian look that red, so why do they call us the Redskins? Okay, Arnold, if you're so smart, Dodge said, then tell us how it works.
Well, what happens is when you have wood that's buried under dirt, then minerals and stuff sort of soak into the wood. They kind of melt the wood and the glue that holds the wood together. And then the minerals sort of take the place of the wood and the glue. I mean, the minerals keep the same shape as the wood. Like, if the minerals took all the wood and glue out of a tree, then the tree would still be a tree, sort of. But it would be a tree made out of minerals. So, you see, the wood has not turned into rocks. The rocks have replaced the wood.
Dodge stared hard at me. He was dangerously angry. Okay, Arnold, Dodge said. Where did you learn this fact? On the reservation? Yes, we all know there's so much amazing science on the reservation. My classmates snickered. They pointed their fingers at me and giggled, except for one, Gordy, the class genius. He raised his hand. Gordy, Dodge said, all happy and relieved and stuff. I'm sure you can tell us the truth.
Actually, Gordy said, Arnold is right about petrified wood. That's what happens.
Dodge suddenly went all pale. Yep. From blood red to snow white in about 2 seconds. If Gordy said it was true, then it was true. And even Dodge knew that.
Mr. Dodge wasn't even a real science teacher. That's what happens in small schools, you know. Sometimes you don't have enough money to hire a real science teacher. Sometimes you have an old real science teacher who retires or quits and leaves you without a replacement. And if you don't have a real science teacher, then you pick one of the other teachers and make him the science teacher. And that's why small town kids sometimes don't know the truth about petrified wood.
Well, isn't that interesting, the fake science teacher said. Thank you for sharing that with us, Gordy. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Dodge thanked Gordy, but didn't say another word to me.
Yep, now even the teachers were treating me like an idiot. I shrank back into my chair and remembered when I used to be a human being. I remember when people used to think I was smart. I remember when people used to think my brain was useful. Damaged by water, sure, and ready to seizure at any moment, but still useful. And maybe even a little bit beautiful and sacred and magical.